or Levin TV. I want to get to my buddy, John Lott, who in the midst of this, he keeps his head, keeps his sanity, presses ahead, wants to protect our Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment. He is the number one resource, as far as I'm concerned, on this issue. He's got a marvelous new book out, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control. Mr. Producer, let's get it up there on my social sites, please. John, how are you, big guy?
Doing great. Thanks very much for having me on. It's great to talk to you.
Well, it is a great pleasure. Now, the Second Amendment is under attack, brutal attack. Hillary Clinton's even threatened it as she's campaigning.
Right.
The current president threatens it. If they take over the courts, there's a serious question of what's going to happen to the Second Amendment. Tell us about your book, the overall objective here.
Well, as you say, there's a lot of threats going on right now at this election. There's a lot of claims. I mean, you have people like Michael Bloomberg literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars and George Soros trying to produce information that kind of pollutes the debate. And so what I've tried to do is to go through the issues that are being raised in the campaign, go through a lot of the claims that President Obama and Hillary Clinton have made about mass public shootings and these background checks that they talk about, and point out that there's real cost with some of the laws that they have, and that rather than making people safer, in many cases, unfortunately, they actually make people less safe.
Well, hit us on a few of the main areas that you want the public to know about in your book here.
Sure. Well, just take, for example, the background checks that we were just talking about, and that is, you know, after each of these mass public shootings, President Obama has gone, even before we know the facts of what's happened, he's gone and called for background checks on private transfers. The thing is, if you go and look at the cases, and I do in the book, you can't find one of the cases that he's talking about.
Let me slide. This is so-called gun show loophole.
Right.
The so-called gun show, they keep railing against, and you're about to tell us what about this so-called gun show loophole?
Well, it wouldn't have had anything to do with any of the mass public shootings. But even worse than that, the changes that they want to make will just make it more costly, particularly for poor minorities, poor blacks, people who are the most vulnerable victims of crime in our society, to be able to go and get guns for self-defense. The current background check system is a complete mess. And it's basically racist in terms of the way it's actually run. You know, when Hillary Clinton last week made the claim again that 2.4 million dangerous or prohibited people have been prevented from buying guns because of background checks, it's simply a lie. What she should have said is that there's been 2.4 million initial denials, and that virtually all of those are what we call false positives. It's one thing to stop somebody who's a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. And that's pretty much what's been happening in this case. And the reason why it kind of has racist implications is that people tend to have names similar to others in their group. Asians have names similar to other Asians. Hispanics have names similar to other Hispanics, and blacks for blacks. And so when you have about 30% of black males in the United States being legally prohibited from owning a gun because of past criminal history, it's not the Asians who accidentally have similar names. You're more likely to have law-abiding, good, upstanding black males who are more likely to be prevented from having guns simply because they have a name similar to one of the black males who are legally prohibited. And the problem has gotten even worse, because at least under the Clinton and Bush administrations, when somebody was flagged, eventually the government would go around, maybe a year, but would go around and check and figure out that they had made a mistake. President Obama has pulled off everybody now who does double checking to see whether mistakes were made. And you can go and appeal, but it's not a trivial process for the forms and everything else that has to be filled out. A lot of people will find that they have to go and hire a lawyer to help them take care of that.
I have a question I want to get to before we come to a break here.
Sure.
I want to focus on the mass public shootings.
All right.
What are the so-called myths that they keep putting out there, and how do you respond to them?
Well, President Obama, for example, keeps on arguing that the United States is somehow unique in terms of these mass public shootings. And that's simply not the case. I mean, people may not have heard of many of the mass public shootings in other countries, but if you just compare the United States to Europe during President Obama's administration, casualties from mass public shootings in the European Union are actually 50% greater than casualties in the United States over the same period of time. France alone last year had four mass public shootings where they had a total of 532 casualties. If you take the FBI definition, the traditional definition of mass public shootings, of four or more people killed in a public place, not related to some other crime like a gang fight, what you find is that the United States had 396. They had more, 396 over the first 7 years of the Obama administration. They had more casualties from mass public shootings last year in France than we had during the first 7 years of the Obama administration.
That's amazing.
Even though we have five times the population of France.
You know, this book, ladies and gentlemen, is so loaded with easily understood information and arguments that if you read this book, you'll never have any doubt again on the importance of the Second Amendment and the safety of legal gun ownership. John, you really do a yeoman's work out there. I rely on you. So many other people rely on you. I just want my audience, the American people, to do exactly the same thing. It's an outstanding book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. You need it now more than ever, given this election, folks. You can get it on Amazon.com, on my social sites. I'm linking to it right now. Let's really, really push this book, because unlike so many of the other books that deal in rumors and so forth and so on, this book is loaded with information that is actually very, very useful. Good luck, John, and God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Your support means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
Well, you take care of yourself. I also endorse the book on the back of the book. John Lott's the nation's preeminent expert on guns, and it's true. And in the war on guns, he's done it again. Do mass shootings occur more in the U.S. than other developed countries? No. Did Australia's gun laws make them safer? No. Will background checks on private transfers of guns make us safer? No. He destroys one myth after another. John Lott is a national treasure, and I mean it. If you have even a passing interest in this, you really need to get it, especially if you own a weapon.